This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is traveling through Asia, which gives him a chance to make some new friends and prod some old adversaries. He spent the weekend at an Asian regional security conference in Singapore. Tomorrow, the secretary travels to Indonesia. Today, he stopped in Vietnam, where he spoke of closer military cooperation with a country that once fought the United States in a war. NPR Pentagon correspondent John Hendren is traveling with Rumsfeld.
Secretary Rumsfeld and a convoy of defense officials arrived in Asia with a varied agenda that included pressuring Iran on its nuclear program and expanding relations with Vietnam and Indonesia. The Bush administration recently reversed a longtime policy of not speaking directly to Iran and now hopes to persuade the Persian Republic to drop its plans to enrich uranium. But as an Iranian observer looked on, Rumsfeld questioned efforts to include Iran in a regional group called the Shanghai Cooperation Organization.
It strikes me as passing strange that one would want to bring into an organization that says it's against terrorism one of the nations that's the leading terrorist nation in the world, Iran.
And he didn't stop there. The United States needs two key allies to pressure Iran. Russia and China are both permanent members of the United Nations Security Council. But Rumsfeld had one parting shot for Russia.
And on the whole, our relationship is better than it's been in decades. But in other ways, Russia has been somewhat less helpful, as when they seek to constrain the independence and freedom of action of some of their neighboring countries.
And he had another for China.
There are aspects of China's actions that can complicate their relationships with other nations. As we discussed last year, a lack of transparency with respect to their military investments understandably causes concerns.
Having pressured those nations, Rumsfeld had only praise for Vietnam after arriving yesterday in Hanoi, where he's seeking to further expand relations with the United States' former rival. Last week, the two countries signed a trade pact, and the Bush administration is helping Vietnam in its bid to join the World Trade Organization. This week, a couple of Vietnamese Air Force officers in San Antonio will begin joint military training between the two nations for the first time since the Vietnam War. 30 years after that conflict, Rumsfeld was greeted by the unaccustomed sound of a Vietnamese military band playing the Star Spangled Banner. After Rumsfeld met today with his Vietnamese counterpart, Pham Van Tra, a senior defense official said the two nations plan to expand the training program. President Bush will make his first trip to Vietnam for an economic summit in November. Rumsfeld also plans to stop in Indonesia to expand military relations that had been frozen for a decade until last year.
In the aftermath of our close cooperation following the tragic tsunami, we've normalized our defense relationship after many years of being estranged, a new partnership that provides potential for both of our countries.
As the world's most populous Muslim nation, Indonesia is a key ally for the Bush administration in its counterterrorism efforts. Pentagon officials hope aid for victims of the tsunami and a deadly earthquake over a week ago will have the same effect as the Pentagon's earthquake relief efforts had in Pakistan. There, polls showed approval of the United States doubled in the months after the quake. John Hendren, NPR News, Hanoi.